All right. Good morning, folks. I know it's been a while. I'm going to give you a mid-May update. And I think here we are just past the Ides of May. And I told you at the beginning of the month, I reminded you of the old phrase, April showers produce May flowers. And here we are. We really have, if you haven't been paying attention to this, you might have missed some things. But May has been an incredible month. It really has. Now, you're not seeing people in orange jumpsuits, and I get that. That's not the point. And we've made that comment for a year now, at least, that doesn't need to be your goal. This is a long game. It's a long process. There's a lot involved to it. It takes a while, multiple steps to all of this, because you want to make sure that it's done correctly. So, don't look at arrests, things of that nature. Look at the progress which has been made. Now, we know right now, just during the month of May, we've had more emails drop indicating when the FBI knew about the dossier and its lack of validity. Okay? We've had multiple drops of emails that have indicated they knew well ahead, not just 10 days, but longer than that. They were well aware of the lack of validity to the content in that dossier. Yet they went ahead and filed with FISA anyway. They went ahead and left that information out. And as a result, we ended up with not just an investigation, a so-called investigation, a witch hunt, but we ended up with a special counsel. Special counsel should have never happened because of multiple levels of things. But beside the point, it happened. A report was made. 50% of the report should never have been a report. And we know that. If item A, collusion, was not found to be significant enough for charges, then conclusion B, obstruction of justice, doesn't exist. You cannot obstruct something that is not a valid charge in the first place. If that makes sense. How could you get in the way of a legal case if there isn't a legal case to get in the way of? So, that's a whole other thing. The Mueller report was intended just to distract. It was intended to distract by the liberals, by the deep state, but it was also intended to be a distraction for Trump. And hear me out on this part. This is something that people have not really, it's like they've allowed it to fall into the backside. Trump didn't accidentally fall into the situation that he's in. He didn't accidentally become president. He didn't fall into these circumstances. Okay? He has been a willing target for going on 3 years now. And in the process of him being targeted daily, hourly, look at what has been accomplished in the economy, but also look at what has happened already in the government structure. Okay? Just because people haven't been put into jail, and dismiss things like Manafort and those kind of guys, those are jokes, okay? Manafort did things outside of the Trump administration he should never have done, okay? If he's serving time for that, he's serving time for that. Nobody should come to his defense on that, okay? But you cannot use him as an example of, well, the Trump administration's going down. No. That is Manafort doing something he should not have done that did not have to be done for the Trump administration. Okay? So those are unrelated. Okay? That's circumstantial. That just happens to be some unrelated event. Okay? Now, the deep state would love to make you believe that it is connected, but it's not. But forget about that type of thing and look at what has been accomplished in the Department of Justice alone. The top figures have all been a part of a very dirty, nasty set of business, not just on Trump, but going back decades. Those figures are now gone. Forget about convictions. Forget about that kind of thing. They are no longer in their positions, meaning they are no longer the ones calling those shots. So there has been a drastic cleanup. I mean, we're talking about a dozen or more people on the top level of FBI and DOJ gone. That's major. And we know that with every day, something else comes out that reminds us of how dirty those players had been. Not the agency as a whole, but the high-level power players that were running the agency. Okay, we talk all the time how we want to, do you want to take out the small guy or do you want to take out the kingpin? Well, these kingpins have been taken out within the DOJ. Regardless of what happened to them afterwards, they're no longer in their positions. Major, major accomplishment. These people, none of these people would have left their positions if anyone except Trump had been put into that White House 2 years ago. None of them. They would all be doing what they're doing. In fact, they would probably be doing it even deeper with even more power. Even more unchecked. So for those of you that are still sitting out there going, yeah, but nobody's getting arrested, you don't understand the impact that has happened in the last 2 years. You just don't. Historically, it will be huge. The history books will eventually print about how it was the cleaning out of the upper echelon of the Department of Justice. Under Trump. Forget about economic benefits that we've experienced, that everybody pays attention to. But they want you to forget about the clean out that's happened at the top end of the biggest, most powerful, self-administering, investigative group on the planet has been cleaned out at the top end. So, that right there is huge, okay? And that doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen just because Donald J. Trump enters into the White House, okay? It was orchestrated. And when I mean orchestrated, I mean there were the lower end people within DC who still knew, they were career people, who knew there needed to be a major clean out. But they had to have the right person get in there who would be willing, first, to be a target, and second, who could not be bought off. Okay? There's been talk for decades that there was a need for somebody like a billionaire to enter into the White House. A non-politician to enter into the White House. It would wreak havoc. And they joked about it, but they were also serious about it as well. They knew some figure needs to get in there that cannot be bought in order for DC to be cleaned. Well, here we are. And Trump is willing to make himself a target. And people have made memes about it, but it's serious. There is no rational reason for a billionaire in his 70s who could just retire for the rest of his life, never work another day, and do whatever he wants to do, and end his life at the top of his towers. There's no reason in the world why a person would willingly submit themselves to what Trump has submitted himself to for the last 3 years at this point. Unless there was a plan. You can say what you want to about Trump, and the odds are you're going to be wrong. But I can tell you this part. The man loves this country. And he loves his kids, and he loves his grandkids. And he wants to see this nation prosperous, thriving, and honest, or as honest as it can get, for them. This is his legacy. Trump's not going to be remembered for his towers. Trump's not going to be remembered for his television program. Trump's going to be remembered as the president who cleaned up Washington. Now, that may not hit the history books appropriately, but we know better, because we are now the history books. We are now the news. We are also the history. You realize that, right? Textbooks do not determine what the future knows about us. It's social media. Social media is the constantly, minute by minute, second by second, altering history book. It is the new time capsule. It's replaced the need for you to look back on things in a dead, stilted, sterile environment. You can watch it in flowing color, in real time. And that history is going to reflect what you are living through right now. Now, when you talk to the average liberal out there who's freaking out about Trump being in office, when you start actually having a conversation with that person, when they get rid of the paper bag out of their face so they stop hyperventilating, and you get them to talk long enough to actually have a conversation with them, they start realizing, as well as you realize, they don't have any teeth to their bite. And a lot of times, they don't know they don't have teeth. They're a blind old dog gnawing on a bone, not realizing that it's not getting anywhere. But when you have that conversation with them, and they realize, oh, Trump really isn't like that. Oh, yeah, he's not really racist because of this and this and this and this and this. Oh, well, the economy is doing really well. Well, it's because of, well, actually, it's because of Trump's economy. Okay, yeah, he's changed the rules. You start looking at this stuff. Now, they don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it. They want to believe that it was a Democrat that did it. They're even willing to believe that it was an old Republican that did it over Trump, because that's what they're being intravenously fed through the media and social media. The reality, once they actually start looking at it, is Trump himself is not bad. Trump himself actually has been helpful. Okay? What are the liberals freaking out about? What is their freak out? I mean, think about it. What is it that is captivating them right now? Are they freaking out about an actual war with any other nations? No. Have taxes been raised? No. Are we dealing with, now in reality, are we really dealing with massive deportations? No. We're getting people that are coming in at the border being detained. That's different. Remember, when Trump was getting into office, the panic was he's going to be going, they're going to be knocking door to door and arresting people and throwing them out of the country. Remember, that was the belief. That if you were Hispanic, you were gone, right? Because Trump hates Hispanics. That's what we were being told. Not true. Hasn't happened. Isn't going to happen. Okay? You know, it's just, it's not. It's a non-truth. It's a lie. But it sounded great 2 years ago. It created some great panic 2 years ago. But it's nothing. It's a non. Anything else? They're not really talking about the border anymore. Not really. They're not arguing about the fence anymore. Not really. They don't have anything to stand on. So what's one of the issues they're doing now? Abortion. Well, they're losing that battle too. Alabama, okay, their governor just signed off a bill that practically gets rid of abortion in their state.
Okay? So they're losing that, they're losing that battle. The states are, I mean, when Alabama, and I'm not being racist to say this, but when a southern state abolishes abortion, you have to kind of take a double take and go, wow, there's some move going on here. Okay? So it's, the liberal base is not gaining ground. They're losing ground. They're losing their argument. And I said this a year ago, and I still hold to it. The more that the deep state attacks an issue, the more it exposes their corruption. And with every direction they move in, they get trumped. And that was a cute card play trick a year ago. It's real now. Any game they play, it gets played on them. We need to see the Mueller report. Well, we get the Mueller report, which is unprecedented. It's not something that we're required to be shown. Okay, AG Barr was not legally required to release that report to the public. Ever. He wasn't required to release it to Congress. Any of it. The report was given to the AG. The AG was then create their statement, their overall overview of the summary conclusion. That is all legally was required. But Barr releases the report. And apparently it's all but just literally a few lines that have been redacted in a particular version that was made available to the judiciary committees. That I understand to this day, none of the Democrats have even gone and looked at. But there's nothing there. There's no there there. There's nothing to it. Okay? But they complain, scream, shout that there's things being hidden in the Mueller report. The Mueller report comes out. Nothing hidden. If anything, what it did is it revealed that even within the Mueller report, there are opinions rather than evidence. Yeah, but we heard that this thing was said in the Oval Office at one point. That doesn't make something illegal. People saying things is not an illegal act, despite how you may feel about it. So none of these things have been illegal. Now, unethical, inappropriate, not necessarily wise. Yeah, I'll give you that. But I will also say this. If you know you're not guilty of something, and you keep hearing on a daily basis people accusing you of these things and building it even larger, and yet you know you're not guilty of it, there's a limit to how long you can sit back and let your name be tarnished before you start saying things to people, making suggestions. Come on, can we not wrap this up? Can we not stop this? Is this person not lying? And so on. None of that is illegal. And you and I would do the same things. We would want to go to somebody and say, hey, can you not stop them from making these statements because we know it's not true? Now, we also know that Trump didn't stop the investigation. Although for a year, we were hearing people going, he needs to stop this. He needs to call a halt to this. This needs to end, from the Republicans. And the whole time, he didn't stop it. He let it go to its full term. Why? Because if he had stopped it, then he would have been seen as obstructing. You see, then they would have had obstruction. But he didn't. And you can count it any way you want to. It's a non-issue. So it takes me back to my opening. Trump was a part of this. He has been a part of this. He's been very much aware of this. Trump is not an accident, and the things going on are not accidents. He is willingly being a target in order for the rest of the cleanup to take place. And the real solid stuff, the stuff the public cares about, it's just starting. For 2 years, you've put up with Trump being vomited on, and people wondering, when is he ever going to do this? When is he going to do this? When is he going to declassify? When's he going to fight back? When's this stuff going to happen? When are we going to see arrest? For 2 years, he's been the punching bag. Now the tables are turned. And I figure that for the next year and a half to 2 years, what's going to happen is you're going to be seeing the other side to this whole thing. We already have known about Hubbard. We know the Horowitz report is due out any day now. And you're hearing people like Clapper going, well, we need to wait until the Horowitz report comes out. We don't need any other additional investigations. The Horowitz report will tell us. No, no, no. He wants the report. He wants everybody to stop what they're doing and to wait for the Horowitz report, because he's hoping the Horowitz report will be another Mueller report, only one that actually works. He doesn't want more investigations. What the idiot doesn't know, what the clap doesn't get, is that these investigations have been going on for a while now. Okay, just like Hubbard. Now think about this. Where Sessions, oops, lets out the information that, oh, there's this other investigator out there that I've hired. This Hubbard guy. He lets that leak out. It slips, right? So everybody starts focusing on Hubbard. Then you start hearing all the talking heads talking about how, well, we're not hearing anything from Hubbard. Why are we not hearing anything from Hubbard? Has anybody seen Hubbard? Hubbard's not doing anything. What's going on over there? Is this guy doing anything? It's a smokescreen. It was a smokescreen. And folks, even those of you following Q, and includes me, we were all being shown a smokescreen. Now, Hubbard may actually legitimately have content, but think about the negative news we've heard about Hubbard, and we stopped hearing about him recently. But the focus then was on, well, there's this other investigator. Then about 3 days ago, we hear from the new AG, Barr, that there's an investigator, Durham, who's been hired. And the media and everybody goes crazy. Okay, he's hired this guy. We've got it. He's really going at this. When in reality, it wasn't 3 days ago that he hired Durham. Durham's been doing this for weeks, if not months. Durham has been the hidden Hubbard. But Durham apparently is one of the pit bulls of investigating in D.C. This is the guy. And nobody has heard anything about him being a part of this in any of this process until literally this week. Why? Because he's been doing the real investigating. And the reason that Barr was willing to bring that out now is to create the panic that you're seeing. They're right there at the point of bringing all this stuff out. So Durham gets announced. Okay? It shows just enough of Barr's cards to prove that he wasn't joking when he reported that he would be investigating. For all those people going, nah, he's not going to. Nah, it's not going to happen. No, no, it's already happening. Here's the guy. It's for optics. Barr is the guy who, okay, just within the last day, has been face-to-face with Nancy Pelosi and actually said to her, asked her, it's reported that he asked her, so did you bring your handcuffs? He's looking him in the face and he's telling them, I'm the man. You're not. I got this. You don't. I'm in charge. You're not. It has flipped. It has turned. And you're just starting to see the flowers come out. They're just starting to show up. It's getting colorful. It's getting pretty. Now wait till they come to full bloom. 2 years. For 2 years, you've watched this battle play out, and you've watched it play out against Trump. Now you get to see the other side. Horowitz Report, Hubbard, Durham, and Barr. It's just now getting there. This is going to be a hot and heavy summer. It's going to be a huge summer. It's going to be a historic summer. And it's going to make everything that's happened up until this point look like a joke. It's going to be fun. The panic's already there. The panic is already in place. You're already seeing the talking heads. You're seeing all the politicians do their thing. Okay? It's no longer speculation. It's now proof. The emails are there. The documentation is being shown out there. The things are being released to show all of this. And we know that Doug Collins is about to release more of the transcripts. He's got 50-something transcripts he still can go through, if I have my numbers correct. We've only been shown, I think, 7. If my numbers are right, we've been shown 7. It's going to be a heavy, heavy summer of reading, folks. You don't need any summer reading books. You'll have testimonies. You'll have hearings. And yes, I do believe before this year is out, you will see tribunal. I do believe that. Now, who it's going to be on, that I don't know yet. But it'll happen. But the people who think that they're in power, or who are being told to the public are in power, really aren't anymore. They're really not. They're playing a game. They're playing their role. They're making their statements. And like that we've said all this time, those that scream the loudest are the ones you need to actually legitimately be thinking about. These are the people that are going to be busted. So, this is where we are. It's about to get really good. Really good. And I'll be here for all of it. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.